After a year of being highly focused on surviving one thing, my contentious divorce, I was finally ready to open my eyes to my new life that surrounded me in New York City. Since moving to Manhattan in 2014, I had not fully engaged with people or everything the city had to offer, as I was burdened with the divorce and the critical eyes of lawyers and judges who were watching and documenting my every move to use as a case against me. Before I got to the end of 2014, I was finally free of this scrutiny, although still attached to the trauma of the marriage, as I was ordered to pay my now ex-husband $3,500 a month for the next 5 years, in addition to paying off all of our marital debt. Although I was now divorced from him and his emotional abuse, I wasn't quite out of the woods of paying the price of being with him. So in 2015, I knew I would need a word in my life that kept my eyes open while allowing me to begin my new life. So instead of making a long list of New Year's goals for 2015, I selected one simple word to become my mantra and goal word for the year. In 2015, that word was aware. The pitch challenge today: become more aware of your situation right now. What area of your life needs more attention to detail? How can that awareness help you make critical decisions this year that will improve your situation? I could have gone crazy in 2015 with my newfound freedom, and especially living in New York City, but my chosen word, aware, reminded me that I wasn't fully free from the abuse yet. As unfair as it seemed, I now had to pay the price, which meant I still had to support an ex-husband while trying to forge my new life in one of the most expensive cities in the world. Trust me, I still had fun that year, and at times I did throw caution to the wind. It was a fun year, but I was still aware that I wasn't financially free yet, and I had a lot of debts to pay and needed to be aware of every dime I made and spent. Over the next 5 years, I worked towards saving my money and paying off the marital debt and the alimony payments. It took 5 years to get through the alimony payments and an additional 2 years to finally have all the debt paid. But I did it, and I'm proud of myself for accomplishing this while still living my life in New York City. My 2015 word goal, aware, helped me get there. Now, when I face challenges or go through a financial burden, I just reflect back to that year, 2015, and tell myself, you can do this. Word goals are great markers for our success, and choosing the right word will ground you in that one word practice for many years to come.